you. All right, who's ready to get to the fun stuff? So I figured tonight we would kind of do some intention setting and some releasing and just kind of bringing in, you know, getting rid of what you don't need for this year and what you do want for this year coming up. You know, it's kind of like we do it at this time of the year. It seems like we just think about it because we're like, oh, it's the end of the year. What's coming? It's a new year. What do we want? And it's been being done for a long time. And this is the time of the year we usually think about it. But, you know, I encourage you to do it throughout the year because it's always a good time to release. And it's not just about releasing this past year because there might be things that you're ready to release that happened 5 years ago, right? And you're finally ready to release it. So just think about those things that you want to just kind of let go, or let them be, really. Not even let them go, just let them be. They served a purpose, and now they're ready to just move on, right? So some of these techniques that we're doing tonight is kind of really from Native Americans. Native Americans use fire to either get rid of the old stuff, the negative, and also to bring in the positive. So we're kind of going to utilize both, and you'll see as we go through this. So does everyone have a piece of paper and a pencil? If you don't have one, raise your hand so Lori can bring you a paper and pencil. Some people already wrote and came prepared. But as we're talking, you might find something that you want to add. Yeah. Yeah, who needs more paper? Oh, that's a good question. Anyone need more paper? Everyone has one? So I want you to think about what you, if you've already written it down, think of other things. This is about not even just writing a sentence down, really. You don't have to explain it. The angels know what you've been going through, right? But it could just be a word. It could be a picture of something. But I really want to encourage you, whatever comes up in your intuition, even if you've already written some stuff down, and there's something else as I'm talking, and you feel like, wow, that makes sense, write it down. Trust your intuition because your intuition's telling you what's no longer there that you don't need any longer. You don't need it anymore. So trust that aspect and don't worry about everything because it's almost really impossible to let everything go, right? There's a time and a place for everything, but it's just about what do you want to release? What do you just want to kind of, you know, it doesn't serve you any longer. So look at it in that aspect. But it's also important to acknowledge, even if it's been positive, there might be something, we always think it needs to be negative that we need to let go of, right? But it could be something positive because it already served its purpose. So acknowledge that. I want you to acknowledge everything that you've gained through these experiences that you want to release because it's had a blessing in disguise. You might not quite even see the blessing yet. You know, a lot of us have been going through a lot, and there's a lot of people that have been going through a lot. A lot of people crossed over at this time, and it's hard sometimes to see that as a blessing, right? For them, maybe it is. For you, it might be too. But you never know where life is going to take you. So just embrace the aspect of letting go. So what I want to do is I'm going to give you guys 5 minutes to write down what you want to release and give the opportunity. I'll play some music while you do that. And, you know, don't stress about it. If you only come up with one thing, that's okay. It's all you really need to worry about. And when we're done with that, Lori will pass a basket around and you'll put it in the basket. Well, and then I'll do a blessing over the basket for releasing. We won't do it now, but at the end of service, I have a little grill outside and we're going to burn them all. So if you want to stay for that part of it, and then we're burning it with sage and sweetgrass, which is part of releasing negativity and also bringing in the good. So we'll do that part at the end, but it's just too much for everybody to get up, go out there, come back. So if you want to stick around and see your stuff burn away, you're more than welcome to. So let's go ahead and take a few minutes here and just start thinking about it. And if you want to add and just kind of we'll have some Native American music playing for you guys. Okay. Does anyone have questions? No? What do you do? So a lot of times I'll be like, oh, I'm never going to do this. And so, you know, it'll happen or something. Yeah. But I try to use it in a fun way because maybe I'll get what I really want.
Thank you.
whatever. Yeah. You think I'm going to let the church burn? No. That wouldn't be very good. I don't want that legacy. Yeah, let me release that on my legacy, right? Being part of the church. Yeah. So, okay. So let's say a prayer over this. I release all things from the past year. I'm going to go ahead and have you guys repeat after me. So I release all things from the past year.
I release all things from the past year.
That has caused any negative attachment.
That has caused any negative attachment.
I thank you, Spirit, for all the lessons it has brought me.
I thank you, Spirit, for all the lessons it has brought me.
I no longer wish to carry them around as they don't serve me.
I no longer wish to carry them around as they don't serve me.
I thank you again.
I thank you again.
And now I prepare and welcome new changes.
And now I prepare and welcome new changes.
New lessons.
New lessons.
And new adventures.
And new adventures.
I welcome new opportunities.
I welcome new opportunities.
To grow emotionally.
To grow emotionally.
Mentally.
Mentally.
And spiritually.
And spiritually.
Amen.
Amen.
So when we go out there, the part of the fire part of burning it is, it's just, again, to release stuff. And it's like it's burning up in the smoke and ashes. So when I was reading a lot about Native American, and if I'm off, please share with me, but from what I was reading, the smoke and ash is like it takes it away to others and it just releases it and lets it go where it needs to go, or back to spirit, or back to the earth, or wherever it might be that it needs to be, wherever it needs to lay. And I think that's really good, because you don't know where it came from, right, to begin with. So it's not for you to really need to know where it goes. So with that, so you guys have thought about what you want to get rid of or release, or let go of, or just let it be, whatever words you used in there. But I want you to think about this. Hopefully, if you put anything in there about what you wanted to release for somebody else, you can't really do that, right? Because that's their own karma. That's what they're going through. So it's really about what you are going through and what the experience that has happened to you. And so as we come in to think about what we want to bring in for the new year or the new month, right? You could do this every month if you really wanted to, if you wanted to set that intention, is what do you want to wish for? I want to make my resolution, right? But how many people make their resolutions? I think I've made one. I don't know. Well, you guys are, I got to figure out how you do it, because I seem to write them, I forget them, you know? I'm like, oh, where did that paper come in? I look at the end of the year, how many do that? And you're like, oh, that's what I wished for? Oh, that's what I wanted to do, right? But we also have goals. We set goals for ourselves. So you can call it a resolution if you want. You can call it goals if you want. You can call it a wish. Or you can call it manifestation. I think it depends on the word. Like, I think for the kids, a wish is good. Sometimes it's nice to make a wish, right? Isn't it great when wishes come true? It's like there's something about that word that's so just comforting. And to know that it can happen. And because it does happen. It really, I mean, come on, we're all spiritualists. Who's here for the first time, though? That might not. Yeah, okay. Well, so here, you know, we just believe everything, what goes around comes around, and like attracts like. So, you know, if you're being a certain way, that's what you're going to attract in your life. So it's about being mindful at the same time. So, so it's kind of like when you wish for good health for someone else. Well, you don't know what their path is in life. And there's a lot of people we're praying for right now, right? And we want them to have good health, but whatever they're going through, what we can do is just wish for their higher good and that they're taken care of in the best way possible, because that's between them and God to work out what's going on with them. And it's hard, though, to let that go, especially if you love the person, right, and you really care about them. So, you know, somebody's health is in that person's control. If they choose to do the exercises they need to do, well, that's their choice. If they choose not to, then the consequences happen. So we have to kind of look at that and be mindful of, we can hold them in prayer, but wishing for them, sometimes it's not our place to do. So it's really important to be mindful of how you're wishing for yourself and what you're doing, because you want to be that. So if you're wishing for peace, right? We want peace, right? We know that with the U.S. going through what's going through, we don't know what's really going to happen necessarily. And a lot of people are in fear of that. And we want peace. Well, you can wish the world to have peace, but it needs to start within ourselves, being peaceful, showing what peace looks like. So it's our responsibility. And that's kind of what this next part is about, taking the responsibility. What do you want? And so we have these little Palo Santos. You got them? She's got them.
Prepared.
I love my best friend. So some of them have more than four sides. But so this is, where's my little thing? You'll get one of these sheets with it and one of these. And what we're going to do, so you still have your pencils, right? So take one of these. And I want you to think about four words and a word, not a sentence, that you want to bring forth for this coming year. So like I put like abundance on here. But are you prepared for what abundance can mean, right? The universe says abundance. It could be financial. It could be health. It could be love. It could be friends. So if you have a specific type of abundance that you're looking for, you know, like put financial abundance or abundance in love or something like that, if that's the word you want to use. Or you could just put love. But again, be specific about what you're looking at. Because if you're being broad, what are the angels going to give you? The broad. Which is okay, because maybe that's what you need. So think about the words. And so if you have more than four sides, you can put more than four words on there. Or you can describe it so a little bit more. So like I used abundance as an example. Other words that could be forgiveness. Maybe you want to learn forgiveness in your own life. You know, maybe you want to learn joy. Maybe you want to have more joy. Peace, calm, compassion. Isn't one of the compassions the greatest things that we can give ourselves is knowing how to have compassion for others and for ourselves? So having that experience. But, you know, watch, the experience will happen as you go through it. You can put courageous. Maybe you want creativity. Maybe you want to be more creative this year. And maybe you want to have more bravery this year. Maybe you want to be funny. Maybe, you know, maybe you just want to have more humor in your life this coming year or this coming month. Maybe you want to be more lovable within yourself, or honorable, or, I mean, these are words, extraordinary. Think of it, just kind of think outside of that box a little bit. And the point is, and you don't go take this and burn this in one fell swoop. I know somebody said, oh, I'm just going to stick it in the fire and let it burn and it'll be done. How many of you know that it takes time for these things to happen, right? You can't just go home and burn this tonight and all those words are going to happen tomorrow. I shouldn't say won't, but it's highly unlikely to happen. And so the whole point of this is every day you burn this a little bit, and it burns a little slow. I don't know, has anyone ever used one of these?
Yeah.
Okay. They burn a little slow. And the whole point is burn it every day, just a little bit at a time. And remember the words that are on here and thank it for bringing it towards you. And if you want, when you get down to this and you're like, I really enjoyed doing that, go buy some more. And write some new words and watch it happen. Keep a journal, whatever this is. And I'm going to give you guys some time to write on it, just so you can have a few minutes. And if you're not ready to completely put the words on, but if you have a word right now that's resonating with you, I really suggest that you put this word on there. You want to go ahead and... Okay. Yeah. She's on it. Mm-hmm. But what I want is for you guys to always believe that something good is going to happen.
Thank you.
I gotta practice that one, right? So Palo Santo is a tree that grows on the coast of South America. In Spanish, the name little prayer over what you just put in there. And this is how we're going to close for the intention setting and continue on with service. I am responsible for the growth and maintenance of mindfulness in my own life. Each day is an opportunity for me to discover deeper truths about myself. Every moment is an invitation for me to grant others the space they need to be themselves. Within me exists a world of awe and splendor, and every morning is a reminder of my innate obligation to participate in my own majesty. This life is my inheritance as a human being, and I will claim it by living as fully as I possibly can through mindful and compassionate participation. May any reward I receive be recycled through my service to others. Thank you, and so it is. Amen. Thank you. It's all good. How do you guys feel? Do you have, anybody have any questions that you want me to answer? Because you what? Oh, because you lost it before you moved. Has any, who hasn't ever burned one of these? Wow, really? Wow, I'm shocked. It's really neat. It burns really slow, and you kind of have to really, like, snuff it out. It's kind of a little bit harder than sage to get it to stop burning, but, and I wouldn't recommend it putting in water because then you have to really let it dry for a while. I've tried that, so. It sounded like a good idea at the time. All right, so we'll go ahead and, so who are our first-time visitors? Lori's going to come around and give you a pin. Thank you for coming and whoever invited you. And if you feel like you want to do it again, on Sunday, I'm doing this again. So for the Sunday, so, hey, you might come up with some more stuff you need to release and, you know, want to swipe another one of these, right? Yeah, good. Good.
Where did you find the wood?
You can find this at any metaphysical stores, but I found it. I got it in bulk on Amazon because I knew I would need a lot. But usually, they have them in the stores, like in metaphysical. Oh, is there? Thank you. So, and we'll go ahead and do the offering, and then I'll do announcements as well. Would someone help us with Carrie? Would you mind helping? Thank you. So, service here on Sundays, we have healing from 9:30 to 10:15, and this Sunday again, I'll be doing this intention setting, what we did tonight, so if you want to come and do it again. And on Wednesdays, we have healing from 6:30 to 7:15, and next week is going to be David Bali. Yes, next Wednesday will be David Bali. He'll be our speaker, so come out and hear him. He spoke a few times, and it's really great to hear him speaking. Also, we have next Friday is Labor of Love with Reverend Helene. I'm not sure what they're doing for food. Does anyone know what she's doing? But it starts usually at 6 o'clock with a potluck or something, and then, yes?
I think she said it was a setting in the year,
right? Yeah. I don't know. Oh, she was here. I don't really know what she's doing. But so that starts at 6, and then they talk to your ambassador angels, and they do a prayer group. So that's really neat. And also, Reverend Connie is doing an advanced mediumship circle. So if you've participated for 5 years in Millie's classes, there's a flyer over there on the back. There's questions that need to be answered and emailed to her by, I think, like January 14th, 17th. I don't have the flyer. It's on the back of it. So if you're interested, please do that. She's doing that only on the first Monday of every month, and so it'll be just once a month. Also, as you guys can see, you guys see that that corner is kind of torn out, not in the inside, but out there, yeah. Our sign is supposed to be going. It would have been done this week, but with all the rain and stuff, the concrete still hasn't quite dried up, I guess, all the way in the wood and stuff. Oh, thank you for the offering. God and the angels, thank you so much for this offering and all those who gave, where the thought, deed, or action, and help it to bless this church. Amen.
Like someone else wants to add to this.
Add away. Okay, yeah. So obviously Millie wasn't going to have class this week because she was supposed to be out of town anyway. So most likely if she's with her daughter, it'll at least be a few weeks recovery, knowing her daughter. So we'll just we'll let you know case by case whether she has class. My guess is that next week she would not have class either, because if she's going to go up there, she probably won't have class either. So when I know for sure, I'll put it on Facebook, and we'll just make sure everybody gets the word out on that. But and then I think that's it. I don't think it was...
Happy birthdays.
Happy birthdays. I always forget happy birthdays. Anybody's birthday?
How about happy anniversary?
It's your anniversary? Happy anniversary. Milo? Who's Milo? Oh, like, who's Milo? I guess no birthdays. Nope.
Happy birthday, baby Jesus.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Hey, it's all Mexican.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Will you guys, would you return your pencils back there when you leave? That's fine. Okay. So now it comes that time in our service for message bearing. So what we do here is we just kind of give you messages from the podium from Spirit. And the mediums up here, just know that they're working for God. They're doing the best that they can. And if you're new here, nothing scary is going to be said. We're not going to tell you what to do. We're not going to reveal a dark secret. It's public message bearing. So if you get if you hear a message and it feels like it's for you and that's not directly at you, it's for you too. That's what's the beauty of public message bearing. But if you're getting a message, there's usually something in there. So start thinking about your loved ones that are in spirit, right? Start thinking about their names, especially their grandma, grandpa, mom, dad. They do have first names, and they'll come to us a lot of times with names. So, and we always say, run it through your God self. If something doesn't seem right, then let it go. You might drive away, or in a day, you might go, oh, I know exactly what they're talking about, because it's kind of like the deer in headlights, right? I don't know what they're saying. So just take it with you. Doesn't mean that we're right. We always say we're practicing. We can never be proficient at this, but, you know, we're always learning. So just send us a lot of love up here and just think about the people you'd like to come through. And so if you guys would all stand, we're going to do the 23rd Psalm. And as we do that, if my message bearers would come forward. It's number 2 in the book, if you don't know it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Are you going to come up? You can come up too. There's room. You can make a chair. Huh? You don't want to do it tonight? No, there's not too many. If you don't want to do it, that's fine, but we'll come.